Hello, everybody, and welcome to the RAIN Mastery Weekly Coaching Call. I'm your host, Russell Westcott from the Real Estate Investment Network. Today's call marks our 12th powerful weekly session. Just think, that's almost 3 months of starting your week off in the right direction. I wanted to offer a special congratulations to all our RAIN partners who have participated each and every week. To get right to the special message today, please give us a warm welcome to Mr. Richard Dolan. Good morning, Rich.
Hey, morning, Russ, and how are you?
I'm wonderful. How about yourself?
Oh, you know, I'm still sort of walking on a cloud, as you know, and I'm not sure if our partners across the country and around the world, wherever you may be, dialing in from and through web-based applications or right here on this call. But as you all know, we do a lot of work with the Miami Heat organization. As many of you may know, I'm absolute partners with Juwan Howard, the power forward of Miami Heat. And as you probably know by now, they, in fact, are the world champions. They took the 2012 NBA championship title just last week. And, you know, I went down to the game, and it's incredible to watch really what can transpire from really remaining steadfast. You know what I mean, Russ?
I hear you. Was that quite the experience to see it live?
You know, it absolutely was an experience. And, you know, it's really the theme of this week's call, you know, remaining steadfast. It's something that I really got a good sense from Juwan Howard, who, you know, he's a 19-season veteran. He's been in professional sport all his life, and it's taken all that time to get his championship ring. You know, it reminds me of an article I once read in National Geographic. I want to share it with you. And it read something like this. You know, after a forest fire, I read here in Yellowstone National Park, you know, forest rangers began their trek up a mountain to assess the inferno's damage. One ranger found a little bird literally petrified in ashes, perched sort of like a statue on the ground at the base of a tree. Now, somewhat sickened by the eerie sight, he knocked over the bird with a stick. Now understand there's a forest fire that just occurred there, and so, you know, what was really kind of a, you know, a toasted bird, if it were. When he gently struck it, three tiny chicks scurried from under their dead mother's wings. The loving mother, keenly aware of impending disaster, had carried her offspring off the base of the tree and had gathered them under the twigs, instinctively knowing that the toxic smoke would rise. And she could have flown to safety, but had refused to abandon her babies. And then the blaze had arrived, and the heat had scorched her small body. The mother had remained steadfast because she had been willing to die. Those under the cover of her wings would then live. You know, what an incredible story. And so I come back to the Miami Heat and Juwan Howard, and of course there was no forest fire, but my gosh, you know, 19 seasons later, you got to ask yourself, boy, what does it take to be steadfast? Well, you see, my friends, to be steadfast is the demonstrated ability to stand fast in one's commitment, no matter what the world throws at you or what you throw at yourself. And once you've established your commitment, there may be some aspects you haven't considered, such as, you know, can you stand fast in the commitment no matter what? Is it worth your life? And what is it presently stopping you from expressing that particular commitment now? You know, one thing will always interrupt or break down your commitment, and it's your reasons. Isn't it true? You know, to reason is to be logical. Any commitment that is worthwhile will challenge you to be illogical and even unreasonable. But when the going gets tough, people frequently decide to justify their actions for quitting unless they really, really, really understand that their lives and the lives of others are really at stake. You see, my friends, that people by nature expect life to be predictable, safe, guaranteed, and most of all, comfortable. But herein lies the challenge in creating a commitment. The moment you commit in short order, life becomes uncomfortable. At best, temptations arise. You know, you begin to question and possibly consider dishonoring your commitment, and at worst, you pretend you were uncommitted all along the way. Commitment is often difficult to maintain, especially when one's inspiration subsides. So commitment has you operate outside of your comfort zone in areas and where you were incompetent. You know, back to this whole Miami story, you know, last year when the Heat took LeBron James on, you know, as you may or may not know, LeBron James was a very, very arrogant player. He was supposedly to be playing seven seasons for the Cleveland Cavaliers. You know, he announced coming to the Heat not by saying he was going to take one championship or two, but multiple championships. You know, now some naysayers would say, look, why don't you just win your first one and then talk about your next? So admittingly, this year when I had a chance to have a quick chat with him, and in his interviews you'll hear, he said that last year he was selfish. It was all about him. But his commitment this year was to play the sport with love and passion. And I quote him. Now think about that. If the commitment is bigger than yourself, then of course you, like the chick, at the base of the tree are going to do whatever it takes to really have those chicks, well, survive. You see, to be unbeatable means embracing discomfort, but not blindly, you know, such as running despite a broken leg or heart condition. It is to function outside of your feelings that would have you be comfortable and ensure a level of predictability. You see, feelings are valid, but the one constant about feelings is that they will change moment to moment. In one moment, you might feel inspired about your commitment. The next moment, you don't and are scared. Or you feel defeated. You see, anyone who has been married for a substantial period of time knows that there are many times when you don't feel like being married, right? And to base one's marriage, commitment, or one's life on transitory feelings is the same as basing your life on the weather. You know, going to work on sunny days or staying in when it's raining. To be steadfast is to do so despite the endless reasons and feelings that arise from within. So the reality here is incredible. You know, you never will hear from championship level sport players that, you know, I can't run, you know, I can't run fast, or, you know, I don't like running, or I can't, or my feet hurt, or my lungs hurt, or, you know, I got shin splints, or my back's hurting me. You know, Michael Miller, one of the most incredible three-point players on that Miami Heat team, if you were to Google, YouTube rather, his interviews, you know, this guy is broken. He's got a bad knee, performed surgery on his elbow last season, and his back, literally, if you were to watch him walk, he walks like an 80-year-old man, just broken. But he never actually admits to, in fact, having injuries. He says, yeah, I've got some injuries there, but they're just a part of the game. It's part of going through what it is we've got to go through. You know, the reality here is to ask yourself the question, what are you really committed to inside of your participation in RAIN? Or said a different way, what are you really committed to in life? But the problem is that we look at commitment like goals, like I'll by Tuesday get that done, and by next year I'll do this, and by this particular time I might quit. And those are goals, like somewhere out there. But here's a real hint on how to really live an excellent existence, especially in the context of being an excellent real estate investor. Commitment is remaining true and steadfast in the course of your action to achieving the very thing you would like to have the most. Commitment shows up more in how you behave with your goals rather than how you pursue them. Just you being on the call is a commitment. It may be a goal of yours to be on the call every week at the same time, live. But you see, the commitment is what happens between the time you take that call, listen in, and the next call. It's the way you shift things in your day. It's the way you communicate to people. It's the way you bow out of meetings or schedule around the call. You see, these calls were never meant to interrupt your day or break things up or create a new habit. It was meant for you to see it as a new weight in your gym of life to lift. Now, whether you lift it a few times or lift it many or get really acclimatized to lifting this weight and then lifting more, it's all up to you. So the quality of your experience in RAIN Mastery and the weight of excellence in your buddy relationship and the importance that these calls make, well, is equal to, likely and in proportionate with, your level of commitment. If you're having an incredible time with RAIN Mastery and exercising your buddy and at the same time being on these calls, then guess what? You're fully engaged. But if you're not and you find them in the way, you sometimes get to them, well, guess what? That's just how you deal with commitment. Or that's just how you do not commit. So the reality around this is this, that you have got to understand that you've got to choose what it is you stand for. Now, understanding this, that if you're committed to learning more, then make sure that it shows up in your behaviors around learning more. You know, at the end of the day, you get to actually accept something or revoke something. That's the way commitments show up. You get to either be true to it or not. So in conclusion, to be steadfast, you know, it must not be confused with resignation or blind stupidity. You know, a person might think in remaining at a job or in a marriage for 30 years, he or she is being steadfast. And this may be true, but there are couples that remain as great companions and even loving ones well into their golden years. But many people also remain in their careers because they are committed and they enjoy what they do. And year after year are challenged and productive. But others are not expressing and are being steadfast in their commitment, but rather are resigned to how their lives have turned out and are quietly suffering until it is time for the big sleep, you know. So getting your own way, which includes trying to change others to meet your expectation, is also not an aspect of being steadfast. This is not a commitment. It has nothing to do with serving others, nor being committed to something greater than oneself or being extraordinary. Getting one's way all the time falls more into the category of being ordinary, being untrainable, self-serving, and self-absorbed. So here's what you're going to do for this particular week. What I want you to do is I want you to write down the reasons for why you are not meeting your goals. I want you to really look at where most of your significant failures might be occurring, such as in your partnerships, in your romantic relationships, in your family, or even your career, or even in your real estate investment path. And I want you to look at what you are committed to in your life today. Like, think about it, like even right now. So the two parts of this exercise is this. First, find out what are the reasons for not meeting your goals. Write them all down. Whatever it might be. It might be about you. It might be about the company, your partners, JV, whatever the reasons are. Just write them all out. Then the second exercise, I want you to really look at what you are committed to in your life today. Like right now. So you want you to write your commitment down on a piece of paper. And under the heading commitment, make a list of all the reasons as to why you think you have yet to reach your goals and fulfill your commitment. Okay? So what you want to do is start with where are you not meeting your goals, all the reasons you come up with. And I want you to write down the one that you're really committed to right now, the one commitment you're living up to and would like to. And that way what you're able to do is begin to look at the similarities between your past justifications for failing and perhaps your current justifications for falling short. And this allows you to get real honest with yourself. This is the first entry point into what I call straight talk. You can't talk straight to others until you start it with yourself. So, folks, there you have it. Being steadfast. A true and incredible shadow cast by the 2012 NBA champions. I sure saw it firsthand. Remaining steadfast and undaunted by all possibilities and impossibilities to be committed and true to one true goal. Boy, I learned it firsthand. So, Russ, back to you.
Wow, what an incredible experience you had, Rich. Probably one you'll never forget.
I won't, buddy.
Yep. Well, thank you very much. Fantastic message. Some wonderful exercise for the week. Remaining steadfast in your commitment. Rain Partners, thank you for dialing into today's Monday Morning Mastery Call. The actions you take today will pay huge dividends to your future success. If you have any further questions, you can always call our office at 1-888-824-7346. I'm Russell Westcott from the Real Estate Investment Network, signing off, wishing you a masterful week. Bye for now.